इसे डिक्टेशन फॉर राकेश कपूर, आर ए के ई एस एच कपूर, के ए पी ओ ओ आर, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 9/18/58, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 9/20/2023 एंड द डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 7/28/2022. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor is a victim of an automobile accident where several cars collided together. The real description of the accident was not available. It was rear-ended and front bumper hit another car, and it's a six-car accident. And some car was going at 120 miles an hour, hitting every car in the every lane. It happened so suddenly that everything was not possible to describe. The patient lost consciousness for a moment and started having immediately severe headache with dizziness and loss of balance. His eyes and face were swollen. The left side of the neck was completely swollen. He was taken to the hospital where he was released after being seen. He remained short of breath and pain in the left chest was reported, along with pain in the neck 10, both shoulders. Lower back pain was 8, radiating to the right buttock and right leg in the posterior, lateral and anterior part, as well as to the left upper arm in the posterior part up to the elbow. Initially he was having some pain in the right knee and both hips as well. Overall the patient has improved. He has done extensive physical therapy and he also had a surgery for his left shoulder. The range of motion for the left shoulder is now remarkably improved to 160 or 170 degrees without any pain. Range of motions are improved as well as the motor power is improved. Lower back pain is 5, but right shoulder, however, has a pain which is 3, and it can only move to 110 degrees. I beg your pardon. The surgery was done on the right shoulder. However, it is quite painful for him. The left shoulder has remarkably improved without surgery. He does have an orthopedic appointment soon. He is also seeing a neurologist, Dr. Verma. He is seeing a pulmonary doctor, Dr. Dogra, who has diagnosed him with a phrenic nerve palsy as a result of cervical spine injury. The phrenic nerve stimulator installation has been discussed with the patient, although patient has not agreed to it. He is also seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan. He has other primary care doctors seeing him. So far, he has not had a EMG for his lower extremities or upper extremities. He has not dropped any phone out of his hand. No motor weakness is reported. He has no other headaches or any fall or any loss of consciousness, seizures. At this time, patient is able to work on a light duty job for a full time. The patient has a decent sleep and mood is good. He is undergoing a counseling as well as neuropsych evaluation that has not been received yet. Patient report, the pain level usually is between 4 and 7 and the numbness of the arm bothers him. That is reported, especially on the left arm, upper arm, and the right buttock and right upper thigh. Physical examination, blood pressure, the rest of the things are from the ADL, from the chart. 60% improvement is reported, and ADLs and the system review, as well as all the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Kindly review the chart for this gentleman. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 126 over 78, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam is similar to the previous visit of 8/11/2022, dictation number 0828-023. Please mention that the left shoulder has a range of motion of 160 degrees and right shoulder has a range of motion of 110 degrees. Rest of the findings remain the same. However, on the left shoulder, Hawken Kennedy test was negative. Near test and speed test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. And strength is 5x5. On the right side, however, the range of motion is 110 degrees. Tenderness is present at the scar area. And Hawken Kennedy test is still positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Patient is referred to Dr. Cohen for further evaluation. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue a medication, which are meloxicam, 200 milligram a day. Oh, sorry, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hours. is provided. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day. MAPS and the labs have been reviewed and they look decent. Patient is going to continue seeing a pulmonary specialist for his pneumonia and for the phrenic nerve palsy that was diagnosed by a pulmonary specialist. And other than that, patient has undergone IME exam that has refused to pay for any of these finding any of the surgery or any other procedures. All the MRIs have been discussed with the patient, and he has a T2 signals, multiple foci in the white matter are discussed with him as a possibility of multiple sclerosis or even in the left shoulder there is a finding of AC joint degenerative changes and labral tear, tendinopathy, infraspinatus, supraspinatus tendons. He has a major arthritic complex in the MRI, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, affecting the foramina narrowing and spinal canal stenosis. However, in the lumbar spine, the facet arthritis is combined with the bulging disc throughout from L1, L2 to L5-S1. There is a possibility of sacroiliac joint inflammation also that has been discussed with the patient. For now, the patient chooses to continue his therapy 2 times per week. With traction and massage, and he is continuing work on a light duty, which is for 6 hours, 6 days, 10 pound lifting limit. He'll be seen in a month time, and thank you.